Here's a thought I'll title, Seven Basics of Color. Are you familiar with the principle called Occam's Razor? The idea with Occam's Razor is that the simplest answer is usually the best. But you know, there's a difference between a simple answer and a simplistic one. And here's an illustration of that. In my youth, there was a simple and simplistic answer to what kind of rendition I would make with my photographs, because there was only one option, and that was black and white. And that option only existed because that was the kind of darkroom I had. One of the fundamental decisions we had to make as photographers back then was what kind of darkroom would we build and use, and that determined whether or not our images were black and white or color. The obvious notable exception to that, of course, was slide film, but even so, that was simply a variation on color negatives. But fundamentally, there were two choices, black and white and color. And that was the simplistic approach that I had in terms of how I was choosing to render images for the longest time, until the advent of digital photography. And suddenly we have more options than that. In fact, I now think in terms of the seven basics of color. Let me be more specific. With each and every project and the images that are included in that project, I find myself having to think about the best rendition for this project. And that could be in natural color, or it could be in black and white. But those aren't the only options, because now with a simple slider in Photoshop or Lightroom, we can change natural colors to pastel colors. Or conversely, we can make them hypercolor, colors that are more real than life. We can make psychedelic colors, colors that aren't even the same hue as life. And of course, that says nothing about toned black and white, or one of the more interesting things we can do these days is what I call a hybrid rendition, where a good chunk of the image is black and white, and there will be one object that is rendered in color, which obviously creates an unrealistic vision, but a kind of vision that really concentrates our attention on the one color object in the otherwise black and white image. So, like I say, with every project, that's how I think. Natural color, pastel color, hypercolor, psychedelic color, neutral black and white, toned black and white, or hybrid black and white. And I would propose that this way of thinking is a simplified way of thinking about color options in our day, but not exhaustive. There are probably variations on these seven basics of color that can be useful in thinking about how we want to process images. But this is the first step. And with that in mind, I've created these seven presets in Lightroom so that I can do a quick one-button test of any given image or any group of images to see what my reaction is when I look at them as natural color, pastel color, hypercolor, psychedelic color, neutral black and white, toned black and white, or as a hybrid rendition. And with every project, I look at those seven variations, one of them will leap out and say, this is going to be the right rendition for this project. I may have to tweak it and massage it, and there may be subtle variations on these seven basics of color. But it's a lot more expansive and a lot less simplistic than the old days when we bought black and white film or color film, and those were about our only choices.
Copyright 2023, Lenswork Publishing.